The convent of San Juan de Morañina was founded on February 19, 1400. It was placed on the road between Almonte and Bollullos, to Sanlúcar de Barrameda. It was founded by the Third Order of Penance of San Francisco, Franciscans. As a curiosity, these monks were destined to the hermitage of Santa María de las Cuevas in the Cartujas Arsenal, Sevilla. Nevertheless, it was finally given to the Carthusian Order. On the other hand, Franciscans were given the hermitage of San Juan de Morañina and the site of San Juan de Znalfarache. Even its opening was supported by the Count of Niebla. In 1602, the monks left the convent because they wanted to move to another convent in Seville, Nuestra Señora de la Consolación. They took with them all the religious stuff, including the image of Nuestra Señora de la Consolación, which was very worshipped among neighbors. As a result of this, the devotion to the Rocío Virgin started to develop. Years later, in 1606, the monks came back. In this period, they also brought a literal statue of the Socorro Virgin, but it didn't have the same impact among believers. The new Virgin belonged to a relative of the Dukes of Medina Sidonia, called Niña de Guzmán. From that, we get the name of the convent, San Juan de Morañina, where the Guzmán girl lives. With the land expropriation in 1835, the convent became a farmhouse, ending its life as a religious building. Years passed, and the estate was bought by Antonio Delgado Hernández, belonging to his descendants. One of the most characteristic symbols was the zapote, which is visible next to the road. The zapote is a traditional tree from the Colombian area, America. It is said that Pedro Larios, one of the sailors who set off with Magallanes to travel around the world, was who brought some seeds of this tree. It had some importance, since it was one of the biggest and oldest specimens in the peninsula. It ranged 400 years old. It was considered as a national monument. Sadly, it was destroyed at the end of the 20th century. You can find some specimens, but younger, in the Cartuja Convent, Seville. As a curiosity, there is a wine cellar with the same name of the convent. It comes from a family who is dedicated to the wine world. This family was divided in two. The original had Bodegas Díaz, but then have some siblings decided to open a new wine cellar, taking the convent's name.